The Prime Minister has launched another detailed and robust defence, denying any wrongdoing in connection with an Australian Workers' Union slush fund. Julia Gillard spent almost an hour dealing with the allegations during a press conference before question time in Parliament. The Prime Minister says she did nothing wrong and accuses Tony Abbott of resorting to a campaign of sleaze and smear. Deputy Opposition Leader Julie Bishop continued the Coalition's attack. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Prime Minister convened another lengthy media conference, going on the offensive in the face of continuing allegations about her role in the Australian Workers' Union slush fund affair, taking aim at Tony Abbott.
Mr Abbott has led the Liberals to where they've got nowhere else to go except sleaze and smear. And Mr Abbott has no ideas for our nation's future. In these circumstances, it's sleaze and smear that is filling the void. I think Australians are sick of it.
Julia Gillard's tackled the allegations head on after a key player, former AWU official Ralph Bluett, returned to Australia and spoke to police. And a former Slater and Gordon partner Nick Steint-Brown questioned her credibility. She says the allegations against her are false.
I know that there's been a lot of focus on what I should have reported to authorities at that time. Well, you can't report things you do not know. I did not know about transactions on the accounts of the AWU Workplace Relations Association. I did not set up a fund. I did not set up a bank account. Any such claim about me is a defamatory claim. I provided advice as a lawyer about the incorporation of an association. I did not incorporate an association. The only entity that can incorporate an association is the Registrar of Incorporated Associations. Let's use an analogy here. If a lawyer provided advice on the incorporation of a company, would you say that they incorporated the company? No, you wouldn't. Would you say that they are responsible for the conduct of that company after it is incorporated and in operation? No, you wouldn't. Well, the same circumstance applies to me.
And she has this to say about Mr Bluett, who's spoken to Victoria Police and sought immunity from prosecution.
Let me remind you who Mr Bluett is. Mr Bluett is a man who has publicly said he was involved in fraud. Mr Bluett admits to using the services of prostitutes in Asia. Mr Bluett has published lewd and degrading comments and accompanying photographs of young women on his Facebook page. Mr Bluett, according to people who know him, has been described as a complete imbecile, an idiot, a stooge, a sexist pig, a liar, and his sister has said he's a crook and rotten to the core. His word against mine, make your mind up.
The Prime Minister launched a preemptive strike before the opposition raised the allegations in question time.
I'll do it in the hope that that minimises the amount of parliamentary time that is wasted on these issues. What I can confidently say is I did nothing wrong. And these things have been cycled and recycled and re-recycled and re-recycled over 20 years. I did nothing wrong.
Still, the opposition used all of its allotted questions to quiz the Prime Minister about the fraud allegations involving the Australian Workers' Union Workplace Reform Association and her role as a lawyer. And it was the Deputy Liberal Leader, Julie Bishop, who posed all the questions, trying time and time again to corner Julia Gillard.
Is the reason she did not open a file that it would have alerted her partners and the AWU to the existence of an unauthorised slush fund that received money for the benefit of Wilson and Bluett.
Ms Gillard says it was routine to do small matters for unions without fees and therefore didn't open a file.
Let me assure her I didn't fake the moon landing. I wasn't responsible for the assassination of JFK. I didn't shove Harold Holt on a Chinese submarine just before she gets to those questions because where these conspiracy theories are getting us to is truly absurd and generally embarrassing, and all of it, of course, is a cover-up for the fact that this man's got not one idea for the nation's future.
The Prime Minister says Tony Abbott isn't in the same league as his mentor, John Howard.
The political party known as the Liberal Party in this Parliament is an entirely different creature from the political party led by John Howard.
And she says voters should know who asked what today.
It being the usual time, I ask that further questions be placed on the notice paper. And for the benefit of those following proceedings by radio, I confirm that the Leader of the Opposition was present at question time today.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, ending that report from Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.